Welcome back to our second file. As before, we're going to take you to a deep, concentrated state, deeper than your earlier ones, deeper than your earlier trances. When you do, you'll find that you're feeling very relaxed and mellow. I want you to take a minute, get comfortable, and relax. A couple of deep breaths would be good, and I'm going to guide you through them. I want you to breathe in, hold it, and breathe out. Now breathe in again, hold it, and breathe out, and relax. In the first file in this series, we made it possible for you to return to your trance easily when I say just a few words. In a moment, I'm going to say them. After that, I'm going to count to 10 to drop you even deeper into the most focused state you've ever been in, paying attention only to the sound of my voice, concentrating on it, not being able to think or be distracted by anything else. Here we go. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Keep your eyes closed. Relax and go to sleep. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're focused only on the sound of my voice, paying attention to my words and what I'm saying. Nothing else will distract you, and nothing else will seem important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace, focused totally on the sound of my voice. You are in the chair at the top of the stairs, calm, relaxed, and at peace. You are allowed to remember now the chair and the room at the top of the stairs that you're in from the earlier time that you've spent here. It's comfortable, and is a chair you actually enjoy being in. You could sit here for hours or days. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sound will be important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace. Nothing will distract you while I'm talking. Nothing else. Nothing can call your attention away from my words. On the wall across from you, at a comfortable distance, you'll see that there's a screen. The room you're in is comfortable in temperature, and you just plain like being here. Because this is your room at the top of the stairs, you can have anything else in it that makes you feel comfortable. Nothing here could ever cause you harm. Nothing that happens here isn't something you don't actually want to have happen in the deepest part of you. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up, calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice, paying attention only to my words and what I'm saying. Nothing else will distract you while I'm talking. Nothing else will seem important to you. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 until 10. When I get to 10, you will be intensely, insanely focused on my voice and nothing else. When I get to 10, you'll stay focused on my voice until I have you wake. 1. Every breath that you take during this trance will keep you paying attention to my voice and only it. Even the slightest motion of your chest or your belly will help keep you focused on what I'm saying. Even though you won't notice your breathing, breathing will cause you to pay more and more attention to me. 2. You are relaxed in the room at the top of the stairs, in your comfortable chair there. You're paying close attention to my voice and to the things that you learn about yourself from me. 3. As we discuss things in your trance, you will always know that we're talking about things that are natural and normal part of you. Things that are normal for one person may not be normal for another. And for you, these things that we are talking about are perfectly normal. Perfectly normal for you. 4. Every breath that you take in this trance will keep you paying attention to my voice and only to it, even though you won't consciously notice your breathing. 5. When this trance is over, you're going to get to orgasm, and you'll enjoy that, and when I tell you to, you'll know that your body will react the way that I tell you, because you are a terrific hypnotic subject. We've proven that many times now. You are a terrific, wonderful hypnotic subject. 6. Every breath you take during this trance will keep you paying attention to my voice and only it, even though you won't consciously notice the sound of your breathing. 7. You are relaxed in your room at the top of the stairs, in your comfortable chair there, paying close attention to my voice and to the things that you're learning about yourself. 8. As we discuss things about you in this trance, you'll always know that we're talking about things that are natural and a normal part of you. Things that are normal for one person may not be normal for another person. And for you, these are the things that we're talking about that are normal for you. 9. Every breath that you take during this trance will keep you paying attention to my voice and only to it. Even though you won't notice your breathing, you won't consciously be aware of it. Just the act of breathing, bringing air into your lungs and blowing it back out again, will keep you focused on my voice. 10. When this trance is over, you're going to get to orgasm, you'll get to come, and you'll enjoy that. And when I tell you, you'll know that your body will react in the way that I tell you, because you're a great hypnotic subject. You've proven that many, many times now. You are now in a deep, deep trance, a very deep trance, paying attention only to the sound of my voice. No other sounds will be important, and no other sounds will matter. And while you do not remember the detail of your earlier trances consciously, and while you may never consciously try to remember the details of your trances with me, you'll find that your mind and your body listen and follow my instructions. They make you happy, and they help you feel better and better about yourself. Your mind and your body will automatically obey my instructions. They'll listen to them, pay attention to them, even as you learn more and more about yourself here in the room at the top of the stairs. Now I'm going to ask you a question, and you can answer it out loud or to yourself. You've enjoyed our work so far. And my question is this. Is the reason you've enjoyed our work so far because you've always known in your heart that you're a natural slave? Or is it because you're realizing it now as we learn more about you? Again, my question is, since you've enjoyed our work so far, is this because you've always known in your heart that you're a natural slave? Or is it because you're now realizing this as we learn more about you? You were in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds will be important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace. You're focused only on my voice. While you won't consciously remember the details of this trance or any of your earlier trances, and while you'll never consciously try to remember the details of your trances with me, you will find that your mind and your body listen and follow my instructions perfectly. They make you happy and you feel better and better about yourself as you listen to these files. Your mind and your body automatically obey my instructions, and as you learn more and more about yourself here in the room at the top of the stairs, you'll find this is easier and easier, mostly because you just really want to. In our earlier file, we learned who your one is, the person who gave you that file. Your one is growing more and more important to you as your day goes on. Your one is growing more important to you as the weeks go on. From now on, whenever you have a quiet time, whenever you find that you have nothing really important to do, you'll find that your thoughts automatically turn to your one. When you're sitting watching TV or walking somewhere, when you're ready to go to sleep at night, or when you have a moment, when you have nothing else to do, you're going to find that your thoughts turn uncontrollably and irresistibly to thinking about your one, about ways to make your one happy, about ways to be with your one. You will always become aroused when you think about your one. Your pussy will swell and get wet, and you'll find that your mouth waters and your nipples grow super sensitive. Listening to these files and learning more about you, becoming a slave for your one is slowly becoming an obsession for you. You are in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're focused only on the sound of my voice, and you're calm, relaxed, and at peace. You're paying attention to my words, and nothing else will distract you while I'm talking. Nothing else will be important to you. While you do not remember the details of your earlier trances, and while you'll never consciously try to remember the details of any of your trances with me, you'll find that your body and your mind easily follow my instructions. You'll find that you're happy, you feel good when you come out of them, you know that you've accomplished things each time you come out of your trance. Your mind and your body automatically obey my instructions as you learn more and more about yourself here in the room at the top of the stairs. In our earlier file, you learned who your one was, who your one is. the person who gave you that file, the person who probably gave you this file, and from now on, whenever you have quiet time, whenever you find that your thoughts have nothing really important to think about, you'll discover that your thoughts turn to your one. When you're sitting watching TV, or walking somewhere, when you're getting ready to go to sleep at night, or when you have a moment you have nothing else to do, you're going to find that your thoughts automatically and uncontrollably, irresistibly, turn to thinking about your one and making your one happy. Because of this, you're going to discover that you always become aroused when you think about your one. Your clit will become sensitive. You're going to find your pussy swelling, your mouth watering. Your nipples will grow sensitive, and you'll have a hard time thinking about anything else. You'll almost be as if your mind's in a cloud that only lets you think about your one and enjoy and feel being aroused by thinking about your one. Listening to these files, learning more about you, becoming a slave for your one is slowly becoming an obsession. An obsession is a thing which people must have or do. An obsession is like an addiction. An addict must have what she's addicted to in order to survive. An addict will do anything to get what she needs to feed her addiction. You know all about how addiction works. An addict can love what she's addicted to or she can hate it, but she's powerless to resist the force of her addiction, powerless and helpless to overcome her addiction. Addicts slowly need more and more of what they're addicted to. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds are important, and no other sounds can distract you. You're in a room at the top of the stairs, where we have complete access to each and every part of you. You're comfortable and relaxed, and in a minute, an image is going to form on the screen in front of you. It will be a simple image, a comfortable one. You'll actually feel good looking at it. It'll be an image of you kneeling on a floor. You'll be comfortable, but in the image you'll feel a slight tightness in the thighs, a slight tightness in the muscles on your thighs. You'll be kneeling stretched out, head to the floor, and arms stretched way out in front of you. Before the image forms, I will tell you that you'll feel very comfortable, and once the image forms, you'll feel comfortable with the idea that you are on the screen. You'll feel comfortable with the idea of you kneeling in front of her one. Your one will not be visible on the screen, but you'll be comfortable knowing that she, the you on the screen, is kneeling before her one, and it will feel good and natural. It'll feel normal. It'll even feel comfortable, strangely comfortable, to be kneeling in front of your one. I'm going to ask you a question before the screen image forms. You will answer the question out loud, and by answering it, you'll focus even harder, waiting for my next words. You'll answer it right away. Because you know you better than anyone, I want you to tell me, kneeling as you are going to be on the screen, will you appear completely naked on the screen, or will you be wearing panties? Go ahead and answer. You're comfortable and relaxed, and in a minute, the image on the screen is going to form in front of you. It will be a simple image of you kneeling on the floor. You'll be comfortable, but in the image, you'll feel a slight tightness in your thigh muscles. You'll be kneeling stretched out, head to the floor, arms stretched way out in front of you. Before the image forms, I will tell you that you'll feel very comfortable, and once the image forms, you'll feel comfortable with the idea that the you on the screen is kneeling in front of her one. Your one will not be visible on the screen, but you will be comfortable knowing that she's kneeling before her one. You'll feel strangely comfortable, even happy. You'll feel gratified that she's kneeling there in front of her one. You're looking at the screen in front of you, and the image can now form. You'll see yourself kneeling on the floor there. It may be a carpeted floor or not. It could be hardwood or tiled. You could be kneeling on a pillow or a blanket. And you will be, as you said, either naked or wearing panties. The you on the screen has your arms stretched way out in front of you, and your palms are on the floor. In the image, you're comfortable and happy. Your leg muscles are just a little tight because of the position, and your ass may be just a little lifted in the air. It feels right and natural to see yourself in that position. While you see yourself kneeling there, comfortable and happy, we'll go back over some of the things we've recently learned. You, and the you on the screen in front of you, will remember that you're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You'll remember that you're focused only on the sound of my voice, paying complete attention to my words, and that you're happy and comfortable when you do. You remember that when either I or your one tell you to come now, you will feel an intense orgasm build inside of you. Whenever you're conscious and your one or I tell you to come now, you'll feel an intense orgasm build inside of you, one which will begin in your pussy will swell, and your clit will grow sensitive. You'll begin feeling yourself being fucked in the way that's most intense for you. You'll remember that you're growing more and more comfortable with being who and what you really are. I'm going to tell you something now. In the file that comes after this one, you're going to learn something very special about yourself and why you are doing what you're doing. You're going to learn something very important and very special about yourself, something that will tell you why you've done some of the things that you do. You're going to learn why you're unhappy sometimes, and you're going to learn how to make yourself happier. You're going to learn wonderful things about yourself, things that make you happy when even before you would have been in an unhappy situation. These things will make you happy now. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up, but you're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds will be important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace. You feel comfortable. You'll find that my voice brings you a lot of comfort and makes you feel the way people should feel when they're happy and at home. You're coming to love focusing on my voice, and you're likely coming to love being around your one. You love the idea, I think. I know that you love the idea of being around your one, and this is information you've shared with us in earlier trances. You're looking at the screen in front of you, and you can see yourself kneeling on the floor there. It may be carpeted or not. It may be hardwood or tiled. You could be kneeling on a pillow or a blanket, and you will be, just as you said, either naked or wearing panties. Your arms are stretched way out in front of you, and your palms are on the floor. In the image, you are comfortable and happy. Your leg muscles are just a little tight because of the position, and your butt may be lifted just a little bit in the air. It feels right and natural to see yourself in that position. And while you see yourself kneeling there, comfortable and happy, we're going to go back through the things you've recently learned. You, and the you on the screen in front of you, have learned that you're in a deep and unbreakable trance, that we can bring you here, and that you're comfortable here until I have you wake up. You'll remember that you focus only on the sound of my voice when you're up here at the room at the top of the stairs, paying complete attention to my works, and that you're happy and comfortable when you do. You remember that when either I or your one tells you to come now, and you're awake, you will feel an intense orgasm building inside of you, one which will begin in your pussy, your clit will become sensitive and swell, your pussy will swell and become erect, your clit will grow super sensitive, and you'll feel yourself being fucked in the way that's most intense for you. You remember that you're growing more and more comfortable with being who and what you really are. And I'm going to remind you that in the files that come after this one, you're going to learn some very special things about yourself, about why you are what you are, and about why you do some of the things that you do. You're going to learn why you're unhappy sometimes, and you're going to learn how to make yourself happy even when you would have been unhappy before. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you. No other sounds will be important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace, and you're going deeper and deeper into your trance, farther and further into it as you focus on my voice. You're coming to love focusing on my voice, and you're learning that you love doing it, not just because it's my voice, but also because it's something your one wants you to do. Listening to these files and learning more about you and becoming a slave for your one is slowly becoming an obsession for you. While you don't consciously remember the details of your earlier trances, and while you never consciously try to remember or think about what happened in your trances with me, you'll find that your mind and your body easily listen and easily follow my instructions. There's no resistance to this idea. You actually think it's a good idea, and you enjoy it. It happens automatically. These files make you happy, and they help you feel better and better about yourself. Your mind and your body automatically obey my instructions, as you learn more and more about yourself here in the room at the top of the stairs. In our earlier files, you learned who your one is, the person who gave you this file. Your one is growing more and more important to you each and every day. From now on, whenever you have a quiet time, whenever you find you have nothing really important going on, nothing important to do, you'll find that your thoughts turn to your one. When you're sitting watching TV or walking somewhere, when you're getting ready to go to sleep at night, or when you have a moment when you have nothing else to do, you're going to find that your thoughts automatically and uncontrollably, irresistibly turn to thinking about your one and finding ways to make your one happy. You'll find that you become aroused whenever you think about your one, whether it's because I've told you to think about him or her, or just because you're thinking about them at that time. You'll find that your pussy swells and gets wet. You'll find that your mouth waters and your nipples and your clit grow super sensitive. Listening to these files and learning more about you and becoming a slave for your one is slowly becoming an obsession for you. An obsession is a thing which people must have or must do. An obsession is like an addiction. An addict must have the thing she's addicted to in order to survive. An addict will do anything she has to get what she needs to feed her addiction. She won't think about what she's doing, she simply has to have it. You know all about how addiction works. An addict can love what she's addicted to or she can hate it. But she's powerless to resist the force of her addiction, powerless and helpless to overcome her addiction. Addicts slowly need more and more of what they're addicted to. And you're addicted to listening to these files. You're obsessed with it. And that's a good thing. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're enjoying the intimacy of hypnosis and learning more about yourself. You're enjoying letting go, which is good. It's not something you've always been good at. But you're discovering that here, in the room at the top of the stairs, you can let go of other things. You can accept change. You can accept becoming the new you. Listening these files to the files given to you by your one is becoming something you look forward to, and you feel a sense of relief and satisfaction after you've listened to your files, and you're coming to look forward to our time together more and more. The changes we were making seem normal to you. They're actually the way you were before, and the way you behaved before or felt before is seeming stranger and stranger to you as the days pass. We're actually bringing out the true you, and we're letting her come to the surface. It's getting harder and harder to remember thinking the way that you thought before, or responding in any way other than the ways that we've discussed now. I'm going to ask you another question, one which you'll answer out loud, and you'll feel more comfortable and will go deeper into your trance as you do. I'll ask you the question twice, and after I've asked it the second time, you'll go ahead and answer it out loud right away. The question is this: are your growing feelings of submission and need to make your one happy no matter what something that is new as a revelation to you? Or are these feelings something that have always been there, and they are just coming to the surface naturally for you now? I'm going to ask you again. Are your growing feelings of submission and the need to make your one happy no matter what something that are new revelations to you? Or are those feelings something that have always been there and are just becoming stronger to the surface now? At the end of this session, when I wake you, you're going to find the very act of waking reinforces the things that you learn about yourself here. You're going to find that everything reinforces the things you learned about yourself here. Walking through rooms, talking to people, when you interact with others, when you pass through doors, drinking water, going to the bathroom, everything reminds you who it is that you're becoming, reminds you that you're right and comfortable feeling the changes, feeling the things that you are here, feeling the things that you're becoming here. You're growing more and more comfortable with the sound of my voice and with being here in the room at the top of the stairs as you learn more about the true you, as you learn more about you than you ever have in all the days that you've lived previously in your life. Now the image on the screen in front of you is going to fade. You're feeling more and more comfortable with the idea of kneeling before your one. The image can fade completely now, and the screen can just go to white or black, whichever you're more comfortable with. As you know, you're a very sensual person, a naturally intensely sensual person, even though you may have often denied this in the fact, even though you may have actually hidden it in the past. We have learned that you are at a point in your life when it's getting harder and harder for you to deny who and what you are, when it's getting harder and harder to keep yourself hidden from yourself and from others. You know the true you has always been there, just below the surface, and now we've seen it, and it's going to become easier for you to be that naturally sensual person that you are. The true you is becoming open and public to you. You're a sexual and sensual woman, and as we look at that sensual person, that girl who is kneeling on the screen, you're going to find it easier and easier to become that person, the one who's been hiding under the surface, the real and true you. As a part of becoming the real and true you, from now on, when things are quiet and you have nothing more important to do, you're going to find that you think more and more about being in a master and slave relationship with your one. From now on, when you're not doing anything important like driving or operating machinery, you'll find that your thoughts turn to thinking about being a slave girl for your owner, for your one, and you'll find yourself growing aroused at that idea. You will grow wet and distracted, your nipples and your clit will swell and grow hard and erect, and you'll find that you have a sudden and intense need to go play with yourself, to touch yourself several times on and off during the day. You'll find that your hands automatically drift to where they can do this. You'll find that you have nothing important to think about. You'll find that when you have nothing important to think about, nothing important to do, that you grow suddenly aroused, thinking about being a slave, kneeling and exposed before your one, submitting to your one, belonging to him or her, being the sexual property that you were always meant to be, the sensual girl that you are. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds are important to you. Every breath that you take from now on, during the day and night, will reinforce the sexual you, the sensual you, the one who will find that she's thinking more and more about being in a master and slave relationship with your one. From now on, when you're not doing anything important like driving, you'll find that your thoughts automatically turn to thinking about being a slave girl for your owner, for your one, and you will find yourself growing aroused. You will grow wet and distracted, your nipples and clit will swell and grow hard, they'll grow erect, and you'll find that you have a sudden and intense need to go play with yourself. Several times a day, you're going to have to touch yourself on and off. You'll find that when you have nothing important to think about or do, that you grow suddenly aroused about thinking about being a slave, about kneeling exposed before your one and submitting sexually to your one, belonging to him or her, being the sexual property you were always meant to be, the sensual girl that you really are. You're going to find that you're aroused on and off almost all of the time. You'll find that when there's nothing important to do, you'll find that when you've done all the important things that you have to do, you're going to think about submitting to your one, and this will feel natural and normal. Your default state, the thing you think about most during the day, will be sexual submission to your one, and this will arouse you all of the time. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, and at peace, and you're focused only on the sound of my voice. No other sounds will distract you, and no other sounds will be important to you. You're just relaxed and at peace. Every breath that you take from now on will reinforce the sexual you, the sensual you. It will make her the stronger and stronger part of you. The one who is the true core part of you. From now on, when you're not doing anything important like driving or operating machinery, you'll find that your thoughts automatically turn to being the slave girl for your owner. You'll find yourself growing aroused. You'll grow wet and distracted. Your nipples and your clit will swell and grow hard. They'll grow erect, and you'll find that you have a sudden, intense need to go play with yourself, to touch yourself several times on and off during the day. You'll find that when you have nothing more that's important to think about, nothing that's really important to do, you'll find that you grow suddenly aroused and you think about being a slave, kneeling and exposed before your one, submitting sexually to your one and belonging to him or to her, being the sexual property you're always meant to be, the wonderful slave girl that you are. From now on, your nipples will always be extra sensitive. From now on, your nipples will always grow extra sensitive. They will be hard at times when they probably shouldn't be, and all of the times that they should. You will be aware of them almost all of the time, feeling them press against your shirt or against your bra. You become more aware of your nipples and your breasts more and more, and you'll enjoy it, although sometimes it'll be very embarrassing. The strength of your response to these files will make you happy, and they'll continue to surprise you. You're going to find that you want to talk to your one about it, and to others if your one doesn't mind. It is natural and normal for you to want to respond to the way you are, for you to be aware of this, and at least unconsciously, to want to discuss it with other people. You're a very social person. Sometimes you may not express this, and it might be hard for you. But you are a very social person, and it's natural and normal for you to want to respond to this. All of your life, you've known in your heart of hearts that you're a deeply sexual and sensual person, a deeply sexual and sensual creature, and having this part of you come out now seems right and natural. It is something that you're welcome becoming. It's something that you're welcome becoming, something you enjoy. You're going to find now that you're aroused almost all the time. You'll find that when there's nothing important that has to be done, you're going to think about submitting to your one. This is the thing you're going to think about most during the day. It'll feel natural and normal to you. It already does. And the odd thing is that it won't matter whether you're alone or with someone else. It won't matter whether others can even tell that you're aroused. Being aroused is what's going to be important. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, calm, relaxed, and at peace. You're safe and happy, and feelings of peace are spreading through you. Every breath that you take from now on during the day will reinforce the sexual part of you, the sensual part of you, the one who you're becoming, who thinks more and more about being in a master-slave relationship with your one. From now on, when you're not doing anything important like driving, you'll find your thoughts turn to thinking about being a slave girl for your owner, and you'll find yourself growing aroused. When you think about these things, you'll grow wet and distracted. Your nipples, your clit will swell and grow hard. They'll grow erect, and you'll find that you have a sudden, intense need to go play with yourself, to escape from wherever you are and go touch yourself. This will happen several times on and off during the day. You'll find that when you have nothing really important to think about, you grow suddenly aroused, thinking about being the slave that you are, kneeling exposed in front of your one, submitting to your one, belonging totally to him or to her, growing into sexual property, the sensual girl you were always meant to be. From now on, your nipples are going to be extra sensitive. They'll be hard at times they probably shouldn't be. That doesn't matter. You'll be aware of them all of the time. You'll be able to feel them constantly inside your shirt or your bra. You'll become aware of your nipples and your breasts more and more, and you'll enjoy it. When you bathe or shower, you'll find your hands spending extra time on them. It'll be distracting. It'll be the thing that your mind turns to. It may seem odd to you at first, but it's actually natural and normal to you, and the more it happens, the more natural and normal it'll seem. It won't matter whether others can tell you're aroused during the day. You may be aware of them, you may not, but you'll certainly be aware of the fact that you're super turned on, that your pussy's wet, that your nipples are hard, that your clit's sensitive. The strength of your response to these files continues to make you happy, even if it surprises you. You're going to find that you want to talk to your one about this. You may find that you want to talk to others about it, if your one doesn't mind you doing that. It's natural and normal for you to respond the way you are, and you're aware of this. You know, at least unconsciously, that this is actually the natural, normal you. All of your life, you've known in your heart of hearts that you're a deeply sexual, deeply sensual person. And having this part of you come out now seems right and natural, and it's something you're enjoying, something you welcome happening. Now it's almost time to walk you out of this trance. And as I do, you're going to become increasingly aroused. When I walk you out of this trance, you're going to be very aroused. When you come out of this trance, you're going to be so aroused, your pussy so hungry, so needy, that you'll immediately have to either go fuck your one, or you'll have to immediately go play with yourself until you come at least twice. When you come out of this trance, you're going to be unable to really talk. You'll be unable to think clearly. You'll be insanely aroused, and you won't be able to think about anything other than the fact that you need to fuck your one, you need to touch your one, feel your one's body, or you need to play with yourself until you've come at least twice. Only then will you be able to think about anything else again. When you come out of this trance, your pussy's going to be soaked. Your clit's going to be swollen and super sensitive. Your mind will be unable to think. Your mouth will be hungry to taste your one. Your pussy will be hungry and will need to be filled. Nothing like this will ever have happened before you listen to these files, and you're just going to need more and more of it. It's almost time to walk you out of this trance, and as I do, you're going to become increasingly aroused. When you come out of this trance, you're going to be so aroused, your pussy is actually going to be hungry. It's going to be needy. It's going to have to immediately either go fuck your one, or you'll have to immediately go play with yourself so that you can come at least twice. Until you fuck your one, or until you come at least twice, you won't be able to think about anything else. It's almost going to be animal, this need. You won't be able to resist thinking about it, and you won't even want to. This is something that you need. When you come out of this trance, your pussy is going to be soaked. Your clit will be swollen and super sensitive, and your mind will be unable to think. Your mouth will be hungry to taste your one, and your pussy will be hungry. It'll need to be filled. It'll feel empty. You'll need to draw something inside of it. Nothing like this has happened before you start listening to your files, and you're just going to need experiences like this, and you're going to need these files more and more. In a moment, I'm going to have you walk down the stairs. I'm going to have you get up and walk over to the stairs on the other side. Before I do, I'm going to ask you a question, one which you will answer out loud and clear. I'm only going to ask this question once. And when you hear it, you'll be ready for the next stage of this trance, the stage where I guide you to waking, either to fuck yourself or your one, to play with yourself intensely, or to have sex with your one right away. You'll like answering my questions, you enjoy answering my questions, and you do so as quickly as you can. You can answer this question out loud, loudly, or in a whisper, and by answering it, you'll be ready to move on to the next stage of this trance. My question is this: on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being most comfortable, how comfortable are you right now with the person you're becoming? Good. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. You're calm, relaxed, but you're slowly growing aroused. You're focused on my voice, and you'll stay focused as you go down the stairs. I want you to take a deep breath, take it in, hold it, and let it out. Now stand up from the chair at the top of the stairs and get comfortable standing. And walk over to the rail at the top of the stairs, hold on to it, and wait until I have you go down. My voice is going to go with you back down those stairs. As you go down the stairs, you're going to grow increasingly aroused, hotter, and wetter. And when I have you let go of the rail at the bottom of the stairs, you will immediately and instantly have to go fuck your one. You'll be desperate to fuck your one, or you'll have to fuck yourself, playing with yourself obsessively, uncontrollably, until you've come at least twice. My voice is going to go with you. It's going to go down the stairs, and as you go down them, you're going to become increasingly aroused, hotter and wetter. And when I have you let go of the rail at the bottom of the stairs, you will let go immediately, and you'll immediately have to go fuck your one, or you'll be desperate to fuck yourself, playing with yourself obsessively, uncontrollably, until you come at least twice. Nothing else will matter when you come out of this trance. Once you've come twice, or once you're done fucking your one, or he or she is done fucking you, then your mind will return, and you'll be able to do other things. You're in a deep and unbreakable trance, unable and unwilling to wake up. I want you to get a hold of the rail, keep a good hold of it, and go down the first step, When you get to the bottom and I have you let go, you'll wake from your trance, and instantly you'll be super aroused, needing to fuck the way I've described. Now go down the next step, and you're becoming hotter and more aroused, your nipples are growing sensitive, and your pussy's swelling. You're focused on my voice, go down the next step. Keep moving, keep your hand on the rail as you go down the next step. You're aroused and growing more so, and your clit's getting sensitive. As you walk down the steps, you can feel it rubbing between the lips of your clit. Go down the next step, between the lips of your pussy as you go down the steps. You can feel your legs moving as you go down the next step. And your nipples are growing more sensitive. The bottom's close now. And go down your next step. Good. When you get to the bottom and I have you let go, you're going to have to go fuck your one, or you're going to have to play with yourself. You're hungry, pussy. It's taking control of your body now. It's going to have control of your mind. You're going to have to either fuck your one right away, or you're going to have to play with yourself. Play with yourself until you've come at least twice. There are just a few steps left, and you're growing more aroused, more and more turned on. Hotter, knowing that you're going to get to come. Hotter, knowing that you have to come. That your pussy will stay swollen until you do. When I say 1, 2, 3, go, you're going to rush down the rest of the steps, growing more and more aroused. Your pussy will swell as you go down each one, and you'll let go of the rail at the bottom. You'll wake up, and you'll be unable to think, unable to really even talk. You'll have to fuck. You'll need to fuck. You'll feel your pussy. It has to be used. It's taking control of your body. It'll take control of your mind. And you'll have to be used in one of the two ways I described. You'll have to. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, go.